This morning I'm going to talk about joy and how I think we should incorporate it into our lives. So here's a definition I found, a definition of joy I found online. It says, a true definition of joy goes beyond the limited explanation presented in a dictionary, which is a feeling, a great pleasure and happiness. True joy is a limitless, life-defining, transformative reservoir waiting to be tapped into. It requires the utmost surrender, and like love, is a choice to be made. So that's the kind of joy I'm talking about. Something that is a choice that we have to make, and it's something that is deep, not just an outward, like a look or a fluffy outward thing of joy. I'm going to read something in Psalm 16:11. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And that part, in your presence there is fullness of joy. I believe that it is an important part of joy to be in the presence of God. Like we need to be, or to have joy, we need to be in the presence of God. Because if we lack a connection with God, that will take away our joy. So we need to be in the presence of God to have joy. Another thing, and interestingly, my mom just wrote this on a whiteboard in our house this week, and it's this little saying, it is not joy that makes us grateful, but gratitude that gives us joy. So being in the presence of God with gratitude will give us joy, is the way I look at it. Now, I'm not saying we need to be seeking to have joy all the time, or that we are way off if we don't have joy at some point in our life. I think there are plenty of times and scenarios when it wouldn't be appropriate to be joyful. Here's another verse, actually two verses I like to read. Galatians 5:22-23. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. So joy is right there within all the fruits of the Spirit. So I think it's certainly something we should seek to have. Dwayne said this in one of his messages, and it brings out what I'm trying to say. So I think it was when Moses was talking to the Israelites just before he died, and he said, I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life. And just like we need to choose between life and death, so we need to choose between joy and discouragement, whatever the comparison would be. There are times when I can be feeling down and have to make a conscious effort to replace that with joy. So anyway, so I'd like to encourage everyone to choose joy. Anyway, that's all I have. This is kind of short, but open it for comments and corrections.
Thank you, Brother David. Good admonition. It's the third fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, and joy. I know Paul does say in Romans, suffering yet joyful. Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the last one I'll say is one in Hebrews. Praise the Lord for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Let's keep that as our focus. We have to remember that we're in a battle. And if we save our life, we'll lose it. But if we lose our life for Christ's sake, we'll find it. prophets. Keep serving and loving one another, and let's not be afraid of the evil one. God be magnified.
Yeah, thank you, David. That was a blessing. Really, not to think about it more, but I want to say that perfect definition of gratitude in the presence of God. That's a blessing. And then you kind of touched on it, that it's a choice. And I guess I kind of maybe want to touch on that a little more, like we can be sad, we can be disappointed, and still have joy, still be in the presence of God, still be thankful. That doesn't mean we don't cry or can be sad or whatever. And the thing I thought of about that, I'm always real blessed. I'm real blessed when one of my children is washing dishes. There's this big pile of dirty dishes, and they're just in the middle of this big chore. They'll be singing as they wash the dishes, or carrying buckets of whatever they're carrying out in the yard, doing some hard chore, and whistling or singing as they go. I just think, oh, they're in the presence of God, and that's a good reminder to me when you're in the middle of a big job or some kind of difficulty to just dwell in this place where you can just keep taking one step after another with a good attitude. I guess that's kind of like faith. Just keep doing this thing you're supposed to be doing with a good attitude, knowing it's gonna be good. You can just sing or whistle in the moment.
Thanks, Brother David. Yeah, that was nice to hear. It was refreshing. I particularly liked the connection you drew to joy coming from being in God's presence. And then that quote that you gave that your mom wrote on the whiteboard about, it's joy that brings gratitude, not gratitude that brings joy. Is that how you said it? Or did I have it backwards? I got it backwards. I guess I can't claim I appreciate it all that much then if I got it backwards. But I appreciate it anyway. One thing that I think about, I mean, I wonder sometimes, you know, how to attain joy. Sometimes you just feel down. And I wonder if anybody else has thoughts about that. There was a time, I don't know, about a year ago that, like, my family, we were all feeling pretty dejected, pretty down. And we just needed to spend time together. So we started a trip with no apparent reason out to Joplin. But on the way there, we just started talking about, like, things that we were grateful for. And, I mean, it was really hard to start, but we were all trying to come up together with things that we were just really thankful for. And by the end, we all felt a lot better. So maybe that way gratitude brought joy. So maybe that is the right way, isn't it, David? Gratitude brings joy. Okay, good. So I've redeemed myself. Anyway, thank you, Brother David.
Be ashamed. Let me not be ashamed. there.